$100 million in funding will pay for full rides for up to half of the incoming class. School officials say they hope the bump in scholarships will help make the school more accessible to lower-income people, first-generation med students, and people of color. They also say decreasing student debt might encourage students to go into less lucrative medical fields, such as family medicine. The school is the latest top-tier medical program to offer free or decreased tuition. But higher education economist Sandy Baum at the Urban Institute says schools shouldn't be focusing on students who are already likely to be affluent and successful.
These simple answers are probably not the long-term solution to the best, most equitable policies.
Baum says schools should invest in undergraduate education instead. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.